Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dad's Gone Crypto. There's been some exciting developments in Bitcoin this week, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. Just so you understand, today I am recording this on Thursday. It's going to air on Friday, so we're going to go over the Bitcoin chart a little bit, but just understand you're watching this a day later, so we'll get to see if, you know, what we talk about in the video comes true or not. So that'll be interesting. So let's dive right in here. Basically, in the news this week, we had CPI numbers come out, the consumer price index, and they basically showed that inflation has cooled off a little bit. So that gives everybody the feeling that maybe, you know, with Jerome Powell's comments a little while back saying that, you know, they're looking to end quantitative tightening. And now CPI numbers come back and inflation's cooling off, gives everybody the feeling that maybe we might be moving into a little bit of quantitative easing. And that's usually when the markets, you know, the risk type markets like crypto start, really getting some good moves. So could be some exciting times ahead here. And then the Dow Jones today hit its new all-time high. It broke $40,000 today for the first time ever. Again, probably off the news of the CPI numbers. It's funny because those numbers came in and it's not like it was some great revelation, right? I mean, it was pretty much right where it was expected, but I think the biggest thing is that they didn't come in higher, right? So we're inflation in the US shows to be cooling down. So everybody's, you know, really been kind of chomping at the bit to make some moves, and it looks like those are happening. So with that good news, with again, with the Dow Jones jumping up over 40,000, making a new all-time high, and looks like Bitcoin is ready to, you know, start moving as well. We've got some interesting things happening, and let me share my chart here, and I'll explain what I'm talking about. So here's the Bitcoin chart. This is a daily chart, so we're looking at every candlestick here is a day's time frame. But there's been a very interesting development in the Bitcoin chart. So as we can see, Bitcoin has basically been on a general downtrend ever since we hit all-time high. If we just pop a little trend line on the chart here, we'll just go from the all-time high and just kind of pop it in here. And you can see downward trend, right? We've been, ever since we made that all-time high, we've been making lower lows, lower highs, lower low, lower high, lower low, lower high, right? So it's been, you know, kind of boring and a downtrend. Now, the interesting thing here, though, is that we may be in the process of playing out a reversal here. And the reason I say that, basically, with the exception of a little outlier there, pretty much every week has been just closing down, right? You know, you could see it here. Let's just go to a Monday. You could see it right here, right? That week we closed at 71,000. Let's come back down here. You know, that weekend, look at where we ended up Saturday and Sunday, way down here, 64, 65,000 area, right? So you can see, you know, most Mondays have been kind of closing at the top and going through the week every single day, closing a little bit lower. However, this week on Monday, you can see where we closed, right around 63,000, right? Then on Tuesday, typical, dropped back down. It's pretty much been the Monday, Tuesday, close a little high on Monday, close back down on Tuesday. However, the interesting thing this week is that Wednesday, whoosh, big candle up. And again, we had the CPI numbers come out. We've had some good news in the markets. So is it possible that that is a little bit of manipulation and looking for a bull trap here? So, you know, everybody's in a good mood. We're going to drive the price way up and then bam, slam them down. Sure, it's possible. Could be a bull trap. However, it could also be a trend reversal. And we can see that downtrend was broken right there yesterday on Wednesday. So that candle shot straight up through it. Now, here we are on Thursday, and you can see, yeah, we're playing back down a little bit, right? And that's pretty typical. Normally, if you get a big candle like that that breaks through a trend, normally you're going to come back down and possibly even retest that trend. It doesn't always happen, but it's pretty typical to maybe come back down and retest that trend. So if we do retest that trend, you know, the question is, are we going to bounce from there, keep going up, and actually get a true trend reversal? Or are we going to go back down through it and just continue with more, you know, lower lows, lower highs? But we can do something kind of interesting here. We can throw a couple horizontals on here and see where these levels are playing out. So if we do that, you can see, you know, that's where we made it on Monday. I mean, I'm sorry, that's where we got to on Wednesday, yesterday. And you can see we got right to around 66 or so, a little bit over 66. We closed. And then right where we broke that, we'll go down there, right where we broke that trend line, you can see is actually a really important support and resistance line right around 63,000 there. And you can see there that we used it as resistance. It was resistance a whole bunch of times. I mean, you can see all these touches of, you know, resistance coming down the line here as recently as, you know, on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, right? But we also used it as support. And you can see here, there's a whole lot of candles that are coming down and just touching that line and bouncing back off, right? So the question is, are we going to bounce off of here, or are we going to keep going? It's interesting that, you know, the trend broke right on that pretty important line there. And basically, I think that can give us a really good indication of what we're looking at here for the near term. So if we bust back down through, let's say we test this, right, and we just bust back down through it and close down here somewhere. Well, I got a feeling at that point, yeah, we're just going to continue this, and it's just going to be a little fake out, kind of like what we had over here back in April. However, if we come down, test this, and maybe bounce up and then get above that 66 mark and start closing some, you know, days up there, that I think is a pretty good indication that this may be a true trend reversal. And, you know, we might be looking for some bullish times ahead. And, you know, I honestly, for me, that's a whole lot more fun, right? it'd be fun to have a little bullish summer here. You know, I know everybody always talks about, hey, sell in May and go away. And truly that does tend to work out. You know, most people are taking time off in the summer to travel, maybe not caring so much about the charts. However, it's not unheard of to have a bullish summer. And I think it'd be absolutely perfect timing for this time, you know, this cycle. We just had the halving. And I think it's all right. I think we could actually push into a little bullish summer here. I have absolutely no idea how this is going to play out. There's just as good a chance, I think, that you know, we could end up going down and just keeping in this choppy market all through the summer. But there is this little possibility here that maybe we're going to test the support level. Maybe we're not even going to get all the way back down there, but, you know, maybe we're going to bounce up, break this resistance, and start making some real, you know, higher highs again and higher lows, and actually reverse this trend altogether. And, you know, hey, that could be a lot of fun, could lead to a bullish summer. I know there's a whole lot of projects out there that are ready to launch, and everybody's a little bit nervous, I think, just based on, you know, where we are in the cycle right after the halving. You know, we tend to dip, and we have been in that downtrend for a while now. So I don't know. Let's see how it plays out. Like I said, I'm recording this on Thursday. So by the time we watch this tomorrow, we'll have some more information. And I don't know. I'm hoping for the good side of that information. So guys, if you have any questions about anything I was going over today, any comments, obviously you can leave comments right here on YouTube. But at the same time, if you jump over to our Telegram chat, we can actually have some in-depth conversations. There's a lot of guys in there that have been in crypto a long time, lots of people eager to have conversations. So come in there and, you know, let's have a chat. We can talk about, you know, like I said, this isn't airing until a day after I did it here. So maybe we can talk about tomorrow what actually happened in the chart. So could be a lot of fun. Anyway, jump in there, join us on Telegram. Don't forget, you know, like, subscribe, help us spread the word, and get some new people into crypto. Hope to see y'all in the Telegram chat soon. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.